And Aide to Chris Christie says the New Jersey governor is going to mention the George Washington Bridge Fort Lee traffic scandal in his State of the State address this afternoon, and he's not going to let anything stop him from pursuing his agenda. Well, that could be tough. Yesterday, there were new allegations from another mayor of Jersey City that the Christie administration punished him for not backing Christie's reelection bid. And then there's that federal investigation into how Hurricane Sandy relief money was used for a marketing campaign that featured Christie and his family during campaign season. Steve Adubato is a longtime New Jersey political analyst, author, by the way, of You Are the Brand. So, Steve, emails revealed, as we all know, that a Christie aide closed down lanes on that George Washington Bridge as political retribution, something that had long been denied. Now the feds are looking at an ad campaign and reports that Christie paid more money to a firm that agreed to put his family in the campaign. Is this the natural life of a cover-up, that it leads to more stories, or were the feds going to do this anyway?
You know, Robin, that's what happens in a situation like this. If the word or the term feeding frenzy is overused in the media, because we have a responsibility. The legislature has a responsibility. The federal government has a responsibility to ferret out the truth. But the problem is we start mixing and matching things as if everything is part of the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not. I mean, the short version is it wasn't Chris Christie's money. It's the state of New Jersey. It's the federal taxpayer dollars that went to this ad campaign, and the ad campaign had Christie and his family. A judgment was made that it was better for the state to bring people in for tourism, to have Christie as the major figure, the brand, if you will, in New Jersey. Some people may think that's the wrong thing, but now the question is, how about every governor, how about every mayor who he or she is in those ads for their community for tourism? The federal government's going to investigate that. It's a bigger story because of the George Washington Bridge situation. But I think the feds were going to look at it anyway.
Well, and it's in the minds of people who think they should. It's because Chris Christie was offered a bid from a firm that wasn't going to put him in, and it was less money, and he paid more money to the one that said they would. Of course, that's what the feds are going to look into. But how about these allegations of bullying? Mm. Now from the Jersey City Mayor, Stephen Fulop, he says last summer, six meetings with state officials were canceled within an hour of his telling Christie's campaign team that he was not going to support the governor's reelection. That's allegedly the reason for the payback in Fort Lee. So how is the Christie administration reacting to these new allegations?
Well, first, the governor, when he was asked that question in the two-hour press conference, said he wasn't aware of it. But the larger issue is this. Chris Christie's brand, if you will, is based on the fact that he gets things done. He works with Democrats to solve problems. The Democrats control both houses of the legislature, Robin. You cannot be a Republican governor who gets things done in New Jersey without Democrats. Steve Fulop, this young, very talented mayor of Jersey City, needs help. Forget about him. The citizens of Jersey City need help. And there's going to have to be a good explanation as to why those meetings were canceled within 24, 48 hours of Steve Fulop, the mayor of Jersey City, a Democrat, saying he didn't want to endorse the governor. Yeah. Now, it doesn't even matter anymore who did it, whether the governor knew, didn't know. There's a culture and there's a problem. And when the governor said in that press conference, Robin, he was doing soul searching, I hope that soul searching is about whether, in fact, there's a culture and an environment where people think they can get away with this stuff, because that's not what Chris Christie's supposed to be about. He's supposed to be about getting things done, not hurting people who don't support you.
Well, we'll hear what he has to say today. Meanwhile, new Pew Research Center poll shows 60% of adults in New Jersey say their opinion of Christie has not changed since the bridge debacle. Only 16% say they now view him less favorably. 6% view him more favorably. So a little bit of the early poll results. And again, we're waiting to hear for his State of the State address today. Steve Adubato, political analyst of the goings on in New Jersey, which takes a lot of time. Steve, thanks so much for speaking
to
us
about
it.